Epstein Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Those of you who are daily listeners to Dr. Youngblood know that on occasion I will host a show for Dr. Youngblood, who is away just for the day. It is always my honor and pleasure to host a show for Dr. Youngblood, and would like to encourage your participation in today's show. You can call in with your questions or with your thoughts at 904-831-0917. Just a little bit about myself, briefly. I reside in the Pensacola, Florida area. I'm currently a small business owner offering insurance and financial service products. Before that, I was active duty Air Force for 10 years after graduating from the Air Force Academy in 1980. I've also spent time in the Florida State House from 2013 through 2020 with a brief break in between there, being elected a state representative in both District 1 and in District 2. Okay, so the items I'd like us to cover today, they're kind of all over the place, but I think you're going to find them interesting. One is an article that I found written by the editorial staff at Dr. Rich Swire, and it talks about the Democrats' rage that what they're doing right now is really just self-loathing and their failures. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to look at the abortion issue and that whole mantra of my body, my choice, and the fatal flaw in that abortion mantra. We're going to dissect that piece by piece. And then we're going to talk a bit about, if we have time, hopefully we will, we're going to talk about the battle that's going on right now between Trump and Harvard University, which really has a larger issue with higher education and going against America, essentially. The most of higher education now has gone full-blown leftist and have drifted away from their function of providing quality education to students. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And if we have some time, I want to talk about what my friends at the John Birch Society have come out with a little pamphlet on how to restore election integrity. Because believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, even though what President Trump recently being elected, there was still a lot of election fraud going on. And we're going to have elections next year, 2026. Every member of the House is going to be up, and several seats on the Senate is also going to be up for grabs. And we must have election integrity if we are going to be able to govern this nation properly. We must get rid of the cheating and the fraud that has currently existed on the left. The left primarily does it. Believe you me, Republicans also know how to cheat. But what we're going to talk about is how to restore election integrity. Let's Face the Issues is brought to you in part by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor dealership company specializing in turnkey business practices for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time also has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including Honda and Echo generators. Tools for a Time staff can answer all your homeowner and professional and backup power equipment questions. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, near the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, right at the base of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. They can be reached online at toolsforatime.com. That's toolsforatime.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into it. Let's start with this article that the editorial board wrote for Dr. Rich Swire. And it starts off with, at its core, leftist rage and projections in a function of their self-loathing and failures. It only destroys and never creates value, only misery. Until in the end, it destroys itself. And that was a quote from Sam J. Sugar. The article goes on to say, we are witnessing the decline and fall of the Democrat Party. And it is because they know that they are in a deep hole politically, but just can't seem to stop digging. The Democrats are the party of the rich, of the homosexuals and sodomites, and now have embraced drug cartel members as more important to defend than we the people. They have abandoned God, and God has abandoned them, according to this article. That's a very strong statement, and I must say that I'm agreeing with that statement also. The article goes on to say, they have won, attacked their enemies, the MAGA Patriots, on January 6, 2021, with premeditation. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, declassified the Biden administration's strategic implementation plan for countering domestic terrorism on April 6, 2025. The 15-page document details four pillars of domestic terrorism response as assessed by intelligence and law enforcement in March 2021. How exactly did the administration plan to accomplish these lofty goals? By, it appears, increasing mass surveillance of the American people. Point two of what the Democrats have done as they continue to dig this hole that gets deeper and deeper. Biden announced the creation of the nation's first strategy for countering, the first national strategy for countering domestic terrorism in June 2021. The strategy, as explained to the public, justified itself by dual reasoning: a resurgence of racially motivated violence, attacks against government institutions, and associated individuals. Among the latter, according to the document, were the January 6, 2021 protests, which culminated in protesters occupying the Capitol. And let me just pause here for a minute to say, and thank goodness President Trump came in and pardoned over 1,500 of those political prisoners that the Biden administration and his leftist crony judges placed in prison. Thank goodness that Trump release those people. Number three point here they made of how the Democrats are just digging a deep hole for themselves. They attack their political opponents using the justice system as a weapon. President Donald J. Trump and thousands of Americans have been tried, convicted, and declared felons by corrupt judges. And that's the truth. Looks like we have a caller on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hello.
Hello, yes, Kenneth.
Yes. You are dead on point. It is crazy what the Democrats are doing.
It is, yes.
Yeah, but really it's not this. It's Satan using them as a puppet.
Well, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's because, like the Lord said, well, he's the Lord of the world right now, and he could do what he want to do, and the Democratic Party is riding along with him.
Now, Kenneth, you're making a good point there. You're absolutely right. Anything else, Kenneth? Anything else you want to add?
I just believe that God is going to, well, I know God's going to intervene, but it is sad the way these people are going. Nancy Pelosi, I call her the Wicked Witch of the East, West, North, and South.
Chuck Schumer. Now, that's the truth. So true. Hey, well, Kenneth, thank you for your phone call. Really appreciate it. If others would like to call in, the number is 904-831-0917. You can call in with your question or with comments. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. We're going to continue with this article from the editorial board of Dr. Rich Swire, which talks about how the Democrats simply rage and project their own self-loathing and failures and are just digging a hole deeper and deeper as they go. The article goes on to say, unprecedented was the Biden administration's campaign against political rivals under the guise of fighting domestic terrorism. Since losing the 2024 election, the Democrats have taken a dramatic turn for the worse. This is what they've done. You will all recognize this. They have called for resistance in the halls of Congress, in the courts, and in the streets. The statement, resistance in the halls of Congress, in the courts, and in the streets, refers to the various forms of opposition and challenges to policies or actions of the Trump administration, particularly in the context of political and social movements. This resistance can manifest in legislative action in Congress, legal challenges in the courts, and through protests and mobilization in the streets. It's utterly unbelievable right now what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, of how the major executive orders that Trump has taken, over 140 of them now since he took office, that the major ones that the left will find these corrupt judges to issue an opinion that they think is an order instructing the Trump administration to stop what they are doing, to bring back illegal immigrants, to continue giving aid or money to USAID, to stop the tariff movement that Trump is doing, which, by the way, is going to make America very rich. Don't listen or believe to this news that you hear nowadays that the American economy is in a terrible slump, we're in the doldrums, and it's all because of what Trump has done in the past 100 days. That is utter nonsense. First of all, we all know as citizens, as consumers, as we're going about, that the cost of goods and services has dropped since Trump has come into office. The cost of gas has gone down. A lot of groceries have gone down. Not all, but a lot of grocery costs have gone down. So don't believe this nonsense that the consumer confidence index is declining as the lowest it's been in 50 years. Utter nonsense. It really is. We know what the truth is because we live the truth every day. This article goes on to say of how the Democrats have taken a dramatic turn for the worse. This is from the editorial board of Dr. Rich Swire. It goes on to say that used district court judges, this is what the Democrats have done, how they are making things worse. They have used district court judges appointed primarily by Obama and Biden to take away the executive powers of the President of the United States of America. These rogue judges have ruled on every action taken by the Trump administration to make America safe, prosperous, and great again. These judges have ignored the Constitution and its separation of powers. To date, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Trump, but there are many more cases to be adjudicated. And here's the thing, as I take a little aside, nowadays you don't know what our Supreme Court is going to do, if they're going to make the right decision or not. Trump has come out publicly and said that he has confidence in our Supreme Court, and I'll have to admit, I don't share that same confidence that he does, because we have seen these judges, our own Supreme Court, make some crazy rulings here. I will say this, that whatever side Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito, whatever side they are on, that's the side I'm on, because that's the right side. Those are the ones who truly do follow their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution. Okay, back to our article now. The editorial board wrote this article about how the editorial board of Dr. Rich Swire, of how the Democrats have taken a dramatic turn for the worse. Another point here. They created violence in the streets across America, on college campuses, and even plotted multiple assassination attempts against the president, his cabinet, and other government officials. There is no denying that. That is what the Democrats have done. Don't call them leftists. Call them Democrats, because that's what they are. They have attacked citizens who own Tesla vehicles and Tesla dealerships using a variety of means, including bombs, Molotov cocktails, and defacing or destroying Tesla vehicles. They should all be charged with felonies and placed in prison for that. The Democrats have come out against cutting government fraud, waste, and abuse in the courts and in the halls of Congress, including voting against bills that would protect the American people against such fraud, waste, and abuse in every department of government. Now, I'll pause right here and make this comment. Ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't make sense. Why on earth would you come out against government fraud, waste, and abuse? Why on earth would you be against making our government operate more efficiently, to stop spending our money where they have no authority, or giving our money away frivolously? We have seen so far that the Department of Government Efficiency that was established by Trump and run by Elon Musk has found trillions of dollars of fraud, waste, and abuse, and the Democrats are against that. The Democrats have voted against voter IDs, paper ballots, same-day reporting of the results of elections, and cleaning up voter rolls of dead people and criminal illegal aliens. Let me pause right there again for a second. Recently, Canada had an election to elect their new prime minister, and here was the thing. They used paper ballots on day one, on one day, and they counted them all and knew the results before midnight. We can do the same thing in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. We do not need these machines, which allows voter fraud to occur. We don't need early voting, and we don't need to count votes after Election Day that have arrived. That's how one way we'll clean up our election system, restore election integrity, and I'll get to that a little later, how we can restore election integrity. Another point that this editorial board of Dr. Rich Swire makes about how the Democrat Party is destroying itself and has taken a dramatic turn for the worse. They have actively supported MS-13 gang members and ignored American hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Now, again, unbelievable, the actions of Democrats. Here we have these Congress members flying down to El Salvador and saying they are not going to return until they bring back an MS-13 gang member. Of course, they returned empty-handed. It was all just grandstanding, just wanting to get some publicity for their next election. But it is atrocious that they would stage such a dramatic news editorial thing, and at the same time, you haven't heard a peep out of them about the American hostages who are still, to this day, being held by Hamas in Gaza. This is something else the Democrats do. They continue to support radical Islamic terrorists and drug cartels over the safety and security of the American people. And this editorial that was written by those at the Dr. Rich Swire goes on to say, and the list of rage and projections is not only supported, but is amplified by the legacy media. A prime example is the defense of this MS-13 gang member, Armando Garcia, and they classify him as a Marylander, a husband with a family. And this even led to, as I mentioned just a minute ago, Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen, who met with this now-deported criminal illegal alien and MS-13 gang member, Abrego Garcia, in El Salvador not that long ago, April 17, 2025. They sat and had margaritas together like they were members of the same MS-13 cartel family. Utterly unbelievable. And so what message was he trying to get across, this senator who does that, who did that? It didn't make any sense. He went and came back, and now he goes back into obscurity again, except for maybe in his own state. But no one knew who this guy was before he left, and we still don't. Except that in the minds of many Americans, he has just appeared dumber. That's all. The Democrat Party is no longer the party of Thomas Jefferson or John Fitzgerald Kennedy. That party has died long ago, and it is in its final death spiral. The American people, thank God, have woken up and are now fighting back. They are fighting back peacefully using their God-given right to free speech. This article written by the editorial board of Dr. Rich Swire goes on to say, the American people reelected as their president Donald J. Trump for a reason. That reason is to fundamentally transform America back to greatness and glory under God. The reckoning for the MS-13 is here. It will be the end of them and their followers. America to fix what the Democrat MS-13 has broken will take the President of the United States 47, 48, 49, and 50 to restore our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I add to that, amen. That was written by the editorial board at drrichswire.com. Excellent article. An article that talks about, at its core, the Democrats' rage and projection are a function of their own self-loathing and failures. The Democrats hate themselves as much as they hate America, and they try to project that on to everyone else. It's not going to work, ladies and gentlemen. There's enough of us who are now pushing back against this Democrat agenda, this agenda of trying to destroy America. They tried their best by bringing in millions of illegal aliens into this country so that they would have a new voting base, because they are losing the voting base of minorities and of the youth. So they're in big trouble right now. They know that. And they try to do these dramatic posturing moves, such as these Congress people sitting on the steps of the Capitol. Wasn't that ridiculous? They sat there for 12 hours. They called it a sit-in, a protest, President Trump. And it did not accomplish anything. Not a thing, except perhaps make their behinds a little sore for sitting there so long. It was utter nonsense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. Would like to continue with a couple of other articles that I think are excellent. If you would like to join this show with your comments or your questions, you can call in at 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Before I break at the top of the hour, these other articles I would like for us to get to is one that's titled My Body, My Choice, which is the fatal flaw in the abortion mantra. That comes from the American Free News Network, written by David Cloth. We'll get into that. He makes some excellent arguments about the flaw in the abortion mantra of my body, my choice. Also, after the top of the hour, we're going to continue with a discussion on how Harvard University, which was founded in 1636 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which was once a theological seminary to train Puritan ministers for the Massachusetts Bay Colony, has been a willing hostage of the left for the last three generations. And they have very unwisely decided to take a battle, to go to battle with President Trump's administration. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue after the top of the hour with Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene Youngblood. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park.